Let's talk about some business news rather than Brexit. The state-owned Superfund isn't as hungry for risk.
Good morning to you, Susie. Yes, Superfund's reducing its risk appetite as global markets grow just a touch more volatile. That may be a bit of an understatement, actually. State-owned fund says the downside risk to the global economy means there's fewer attractive opportunities out there. As a result, it's expecting lower value-added returns in the short term. Chief Executive of the fund, Matt Winneray, explains what it's avoiding in uncertain times.
Smaller currency positions, we have smaller equity and bond positions. We continue to think that bonds are very expensive around the world. So if you like, we're pulling away from those. We're getting more underweight fixed income as interest rates go lower and lower.
And more from Matt Winneray of the Superfund in about half an hour.
Now, the government is being urged to do more to encourage more public-private partnerships on big-ticket infrastructure projects.
It comes the call comes from Elaine Campbell, and she's General Counsel and Company Secretary at Chorus, the telecommunications pipelines company, as well as being a director of the stock exchange operator NZX. Well, speaking at the Suffrage Day event yesterday, she says local capital markets are facing real competition, such as Australia's ASX, which recently opened an office in Auckland. She says the markets need more support from the government.
There are changes that government needs to get behind in order to promote our capital markets to ensure that we remain relevant, viable for New Zealand companies so that we can create the wealth that we need for New Zealanders.
And more on that issue around 10 to 7.
I know. How are the financial markets and indeed the Vol Fifi?
The Vol Fifi, it's quiet. Wall Street is modestly higher, not quite the ructions of recent weeks. So Microsoft has been helping to lift the main markets. Bit of optimism also on US-China trade dispute. Negotiations start in a couple of weeks on that. Dow Jones average currently up 25 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. The other indices close to a quarter of a percent higher. Indeed, the broader S&P 500 just flirting with record highs. Our own top 50 index, it had a positive finish yesterday, gaining 26 points. 10,801 is where it starts the morning. And the New Zealand dollar, 63.1 US cents, although at one stage it did dip below 63 cents yesterday. That's a four-year low. Also trading comfortably at 92.7 Australian.